This first post reads, people, when you are sitting in the comfort of your own home watching porn, apparently, you may not realize that you are broadcasting it through my Samsung Smart Hub refrigerator. Please disconnect from my device.
So I don't understand.
What I think is going on, because I've seen this happen to my smart television, is that when there's Bluetooth involved and you have neighbors around you, occasionally it will ask if a certain person can connect to your Bluetooth.
Okay.
And I have to hit decline.
Okay.
So I think this is automatically, for some reason, connecting someone watching porn on their laptop to her refrigerator, her smart refrigerator, so she can hear the porn.
Oh, she can hear it. She can't see.
No. Okay. I think she can just hear it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so her fridge is just like...
Yes.
This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Anaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But that's not all we look in.
Where else we look inside? Fridges.
Trunks.
Treasure chests.
Anything that opens.
Those treasure chests that be deep.
Caskets.
In the oceans.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
Left the goat. Just took the post.
Yeah, the post. That's the only thing
that
matters.
I have no interest in a goat.
That kind of makes us pirates. We stole someone's booty.
Candace Thompson sounds like a pirate name. Great Candace Thompson.
There's no R's in there at all. You're just adding R's.
You gotta have an R in it to be a pirate name?
Yeah, because pirates be like, arr. The only way you can speak fluent pirate.
Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's a dope ass fridge, though. Can you imagine
a porn fridge
being hungry and you open your fridge and find out your fridge is as hungry as you? Just in a different way.
Your fridge has just as big of an appetite.
Yeah.
A sexual appetite as you do.
But yeah, I need a fridge like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth looking into now. And look, this was supposed to turn people off from the product, but
I think
now it's a selling point.
I'm all in. I'm all in now. My fridge be fucking, man. I love my fridge. My fridge be fucking.
All right, let's get into our first segment. This is where Chin and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhood.
That's right. Candace, ladies first.
Oh, God. All right, so this post reads, I know I'm going to get comments, good, bad, and awful about my post, but I have to put it out there. All anyone can do is say no. If there is anyone out there who will allow me to inherit your home, I would appreciate it.
Wait.
You heard me.
Say that part again.
If there is anyone out there who will allow me to inherit your home, I would appreciate it. Before I get the calls that I'm lazy, that everyone else has played the buy your own home game, or I'm looking for a handout, please let me get my point out. I'm a young woman with an average salary, but without the benefit of an additional income of a spouse. It is almost impossible to purchase a home for millions of dollars. Before you ask why I cannot find something in my price range, the most important thing for me is safety. It's not safe for a young woman of color. So it's a long post. I'm not going to read all of it.
Yeah.
But this woman is asking for a house.
You know what? No, she's not asking for a house. She is asking for some help. And I sympathize with this woman.
She's asking for someone to give her their home.
Give is such a negative connotation here.
For a stranger?
You see these prices? What are you talking about?
Did you write this post?
Yes. It was I. And you'll have like the older generation be like, why are you guys living in apartments? Well, because our homes cost real money now, sir.
You could have bought a home with two Twinkies.
The government handed out homes
back
when
in
you
your
was
day.
Our age.
Grandpa Leroy.
Okay? So sit the fuck down and enjoy your house.
Yeah.
We all been there. You all been on social media and be like, this janitor cleaned the whole school, man. And we put our money together and we bought him a nice jacket. And then a janitor go viral. And then the whole world like, well, let's get a janitor $500 million. She was like, well, fuck it. Let me give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her at all. I just found it very funny.
She was like, well, shit.
What's the worst somebody's going to say is no. The best case scenario, you just got a house for free.
Facts.
There could be some person out there who's a homeowner who's on their deathbed, who's about to die, who doesn't have kids or hates their kids.
Takes it as a sign.
Yeah, who hates their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to the stranger.
Just perusing on the app.
Just to piss my kids off.
She might get her house.
She may be a homeowner by now, by the time I read this, you know? So who knows? But I just found it very bold and funny. Mm-hmm. But I'm not making fun of her at all. I just think it was just a great post.
Yeah. So many people of our generation is going through the same thing where these houses are outrageous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll be living in South Dakota real soon.
Yeah, I'm not staying here.
Two more episodes.
I could buy three homes in Tulsa.
Oh, man. I could have a whole castle in Vermont.
I would be the king.
Change my name to Lord Unaka.
King and queen.
Lord Chittendu Unaka.
Of Gary, Indiana.
On the Seventh Ward.
All right. What happened in your neighborhood?
It's a very short, but it's just a very interesting the way this woman worded this post.
Yes.
Okay? She wrote, good morning, my neighbors. I am so blessed to have reached another birthday. Many didn't make it, but I was the one who did.
What?
Why you had to shit on the dead to celebrate your birthday?
Many didn't
make it, but I did. Okay.
But fuck them.
But fuck them.
Guess who's still here? Me.
She's smiling. Good morning, my neighbors. I am so blessed.
She's not even old. I was expecting to see like an old person.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
She's like what, in her 30s?
She looks 30. Maybe didn't make it, but I was the one who... It sounded like she killed somebody.
Yeah, she may have. We may have a murderer on our hands.
Sound like she murdered somebody and she just itching to just say it, but she can't.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's happy that they didn't
make it. Oh, yeah. Well, if you murder somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like you wanted to do it.
Does she know that age isn't a competition? Like life isn't a we're all just here. It's not more or less for you if someone dies.
That's true. She's
life
like many
is just
didn't
life,
make
man.
It,
yeah,
I did.
But I'm still here.
Right. She just turns on TV. She's just all the carnage. She's like, look at him. Look at him. Never see another birthday again. But not me.
Look at these idiots.
As she eats her cake.
Dying.
Not me though. I'll see another birthday. Oh, that'd be the last thing I do. Betty didn't make it, but I did.
All right, next up we have Neighborhood Watch. This is where we dive deep.
No, okay. Next up is Neighborhood Watch.
What do we do?
This is where we watch so intensely all the apps to find the best local stores. How many ways do we watch?
We watch through night goggles.
Digitally?
Digitally, yes.
I watch sometimes with the eyes on the back of my head because those eyes are a little bit more awake than my front eyes because I've been using them all day.
Are you done?
This first post reads, Airbnb kicks illegal van renter to the curb.
A mysterious woman who hawked dilapidated vans as adventurous Airbnbs has been kicked to the curb.
The host, known as Nancy, has been deleted from the company's online listings after police see 7 vans authorities said have been used for at least 2 years as cut-rate Airbnb rentals.
We do not tolerate this behavior, and Airbnb prohibits stays to be listed on public lands. Both the host and listings in question have been banned from the platform, an Airbnb spokesperson said.
In a series of since-removed posts on the app, the vans were touted as a funky way for tourists to take a bite out of the Big Apple for under $100 a night.
Only in New York.
One dissatisfied customer posted a video about his awful stay, saying he was initially seduced by the ad, which offered him the hashtag van life experience for just $97.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those ads be seducing.
Yeah, man. Airbnb, you got to be careful, man.
Got to be careful.
Because they do have misleading posts a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But what's unfortunate is that, yeah, you know, you look at a photo and think something looks dope, and then you don't know until it's too late and you've flown somewhere and now you're here. When, what do you do? Now you got to stay. Look, she listed it as a funky way for tourists to stay. I probably was funky.
Yeah.
People probably opened up the door.
She said it sounded like she was being pretty truthful in her post.
Like it was funky.
It's funky. It's a funky way.
She delivered
to do New York
on the funk. Do you have any desire to go cross country in a van?
I think that would be really cool. I think the whoever you go with got to be good company. I would rather live in a van I'm familiar with versus a stranger's van.
Correct.
You know, but I get it. You know, that's a little dangerous. New York can be a dangerous city with so many people.
When I think of New York City, I don't think of staying in a van.
Yeah, I don't think ADT cover vans.
They might.
ADT sign on the back of their van.
On the van, it's just on their license plate.
I got to break in now just for you to prove it. Well, I hope this guy learns his lesson, and I hope Nancy doesn't give him his money back.
You said doesn't give his money back?
No, he knew what he signed up for.
I'm going to be honest also, just the picture itself is also not great.
It's enough.
Like, there's nothing, if it looked even remotely like the photo.
Just look at the sheets.
I would be very disappointed.
I would have passed. The sheets don't match the curtains.
That, to me, was overpriced at $97. I would look at that and be like, I'm paying no more than...
$43.
I was going to say $28.
That won't cover the gas, kid.
Only in New York.
This post is a nosy neighbor's listener submission. And it reads, FYI, lady sitting on the wall outside of Rosie's tattoo sharpening her machete.
Do you think she was going to kill somebody?
I think she was trying to get help from having to kill somebody.
You think that was a cry for help?
It was a cry for help. It was like, somebody come get me. Because if Rico gets home before somebody gets me off this...
She's on a wall.
I'm going to kill him.
She's sitting on a wall.
He's been fucking Rosie this whole time. And I found out.
This could have been a very passive-aggressive way to warn somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sharpening your machete is a good way to get a message across. Like, you know you done fucked up, right?
I agree. I think we're not... giving enough attention to where she was sharpening her machete, which was outside of Rosie's tattoo. So maybe she's with a bad tattoo, you know?
Oh, that's something machete worthy to threaten somebody. You give me a bad tattoo, right. I'm chopping your arm off.
You know, you misspelled my mother's name.
She was like, I could just fix it.
It's Candice, not Candace.
Dace.
This is my, she got Candace Thompson, mm-hmm. Nosy Neighbors. Tatted on her leg, and they put Candace.
Candace, and you know what that means.
She can't take it.
She could be the tattoo parlor bouncer.
Ooh.
Because, you know, a lot of varieties of people like to get tattoos.
Facts. And a lot of bouncers.
A lot of them do it drunk.
Aren't really trained. A lot of bouncers just people in polos. They're not actually trained.
They're not even trained. They're just the shirt they wear.
It's just a shirt. They're hoping the word security does the job. But if you get past that word, nine times out of 10, you're dealing with a guy who isn't properly trained.
He has no idea what he's doing.
But now if you write security on the blade side of the machete.
Then people take you seriously.
Yeah. And I also understand that both sides are blade when it comes to machete.
That is correct. I'm like, well, what is the other side?
Cork.
All right, this next post reads, Washington TV weather report accidentally showed porn in the forecast. Mm.
During a KREM2 Spokane newscast, a monitor behind the anchor displayed 13 seconds of porn. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a long time.
When you think about... Okay.
I needed less.
All right, we'll get back to that. Yep. Put a pin in that. The unexpected sight of a woman's derriere shocked so many viewers that they decided to call the police.
Can y'all stop calling the police for things that got nothing to do with them? They're like, what?
They're like, this ain't even an emergency.
That's not under our jurisdiction, ma'am. According to a police statement, it was a short video segment generally described as a small portion of the screen, showing a separate image from the newscast of what appeared to be a possibly pornographic or explicit image.
Mm. The vice president and chief communications officer at KREM2's parent company said in an email that the station addressed the issue in its 11 p.m. news broadcast.
She wrote, We apologize to our viewers last night during our 11 p.m. newscast. Those of us here at KREM2 want to apologize for something that happened in our 6 p.m. newscast tonight. An inappropriate video aired at the first part of the show. We are diligently working to make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
I always say the news is very boring.
Very boring.
So they need something to spice it up, and I don't think that this was wrong. I think worse things could have been aired.
Facts. Like animal porn. Now we...
You mean bestiality?
Now you call the police.
That is absolutely when you call the police, because that,
hello,
is,
officer?
That is definitely illegal.
Yes, there's two armadillos fucking each other on my TV. Yeah, I don't click on that many categories.
Yeah, I don't click on any of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch porn.
I believe you.
Yeah, I don't like porn. It does nothing for me. I'm emotional.
Yeah.
I prefer emotional connections.
Oh, yeah, you beat off to The Notebook. That just still masturbating.
Give me a good romance.
Still masturbating that one scene of Titanic, huh? You're a real preteen with it. Very wholesome you are.
I am wholesome. My pea protein shoulders.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, you don't even eat animals. Last thing you want to do
is watch them,
you know,
get they
shit. Get them all sexually harassed. Someone put a saxophone in his horse's butt.
How did we get here? Man, oh man, oh man.
I'm having a blast. How about you?
You're always having a blast.
Yeah.
And you know me over here with my explosion.
This place is a mess. Now, if you guys want to get in on all the fireworks, then tap the link in our bios and, you know.
Send us your best, funniest, craziest, wildest post that you've seen on your neighborhood apps. Heartwarming also.
Send them all.
Those aren't my favorite, but.
I love them.
I'll allow them.
She'll allow them. Now, where can they send them, Candace?
You can go to our social medias. I'm Jokes by Candace.
That's right. And I'm Chinedu Unaka. That's Chin. E-D-U. And finish it, guys. I can hear you. U-N-A-K. That's my IG or on Twitter at Chinedu Comedy, man. We appreciate it.
And just click the links in our bios.
And submit, submit, submit.
All right, man. Chinedu. It's time for my favorite segment.
Oh, man. I already know what you're saying.
What segment is it?
Best ways to be vegan?
No.
What is it about?
No, it's the phone a friend.
Oh, phone a friend. Oh, this is my favorite, too.
This is where we have one of our hilarious friends call in and share some neighborhood tales with us that are silly, could be heartwarming, could be dramatic. We don't know. All we know is that our friends are amazing, and we're so excited to have this guy on today. You probably have seen his special on YouTube called No Business Like Show Business. You've probably listened to his podcast called the Fahim Anwar Dance Hour. And make sure to check out his YouTube channel, / Fahim Anwar. Guess who we have today?
I don't know.
Fahim Anwar.
Well, you'd be like a terrible guesser if you couldn't guess after all those clues.
That was horrible.
Is it Bill Burr?
Yeah, this is how you find out Chinedu has brain damage. Like, he doesn't guess.
Who could it be?
Yeah.
Welcome, my man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We love you.
Hey, I love you. I was going to say we love you, too, but I'm by myself.
Get a room.
All right, so Fahim, man, go ahead. What story, what tale you have for us?
You know, I guess it was just the period of my life when I was living in Koreatown. Mm. It was just like a weird place to live and just a moment in my life, too, where it was so strange. Like, but K-Town was always kind of like weird. Like, I remember there'd be an ice cream man that would come around, but like the ice cream men in LA or at least K-Town, they would sell like nachos, which is kind of a trip. Yeah. Well, the ice cream man is year round in LA too, especially in like Koreatown. Yeah. So that was a mind fuck. It'd be winter and I'm hearing the ice cream man. I'm like, what's going on?
Hey, oh yeah. He's like, well, I got nachos there. You got to diversify. You know, he's like, I'm not judging you. You're an actor and a comedian.
Right. Why can't I multitask?
There's money to be got out here.
Exactly. Like, and then it was kind of like this weird area of Koreatown where it shared a border. Like, I was on Wilshire. Like, I was on Mariposa. And if you went north, you were in Korea. And if you went south, you were in Mexico.
That's for real.
It's like Korea and Mexico share a border.
And peacefully.
Peacefully. They make it work.
A peaceful border.
Unless it was right after the LA riots.
The LA riots.
That's a good point. Yeah.
The 90s was a little rough in that.
I feel like after the LA riots, all the signs, the stores, they stopped using English.
Sometimes I
just walk into a red or Koreatown store where there's no English at all. Like, it's not for me. I walk in like, what y'all selling here? They're like, huh? I'm like, what y'all selling here? Oh, toothpaste.
There was this like corner market I would go to, like on the Mexican side, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would go through, and then the lady, like, she thought I was Mexican. So she would say something in Spanish. And I was kind of, because I'm racially ambiguous.
You are.
Oh, yeah,
my parents are from Afghanistan. You don't know if I'm Jewish. You don't know if I'm Italian. You don't know whatever I am. But she started speaking to me in Spanish, or she said something. And I was kind of flattered that she thought I was Mexican, you know? I felt like I fooled another Mexican, and I thought that was kind of cool. Like, you know, I didn't want to reveal my hand, so I just kind of, like, nodded and went along with it. Because I didn't want to be like, nah, I don't speak Spanish or whatever. I liked her thinking I was Mexican, like I was one of them.
I understand.
So you're like a spy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You probably had on some K-Swisses. Had nothing to do with your face.
I pretended to be Filipina 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It just felt good. It felt like you're a part of the community or like you're one of them, you know? So I would keep going back. And whenever I was getting rung up, she would like speak in Spanish and I would kind of like smile and nod. She just probably thought I was like a mute Mexican person, you know?
Yeah. By the fifth day, she probably started saying, I know your ass ain't Mexican and you didn't realize it. You just kept smiling and shit. She like, look at your dumb ass smiling in Spanish. That's what she said.
In her eyes, you were just a cool Mexican, and then you'd be a bad Mexican if you said you
Yeah, or I would be a foreigner if I'm like, oh, no hablo español. And she would put me in this other category.
Right, you're not one of us.
Nah, she'll
right.
be, no, she'd just be so disappointed that this young Mexican man doesn't even know his culture. Spanish.
Yep.
And it was crazy, the finances of that place. It's like I would get a bell pepper, an onion, all this produce, and she's like, a nickel. And I'm like, okay.
That was 10 pounds of produce.
It's bonkers.
Matter of fact, it's where Whole Foods gets their organic foods.
Because I would go to Ralph's and it would be so much more money, but I'd go to this Mexican spot and it was so cheap. I go like, man, what do they got going?
Homegrown too, organic.
And then also every day there was a, like, we would wake up to it, like me and our style. Like, it was almost our alarm. There was this lady who would drive around in a van and just be like, champorados, just like yelling.
What does that mean?
It's like a Mexican food, like, I don't know what it is, but champorados, it was something else. It was always tamales, champorados.
Yep.
And she would just like shout it.
They'd be up early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole business strategy, is they just yelling and they think people will just like come down. And it obviously must have been working because she kept doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they know you have to pay her off to shut up. You're like, here, I'll buy seven. Fuck, man.
Just give me seven champorados.
She's like, you know how to shut me up. Just buy it to Molly.
It's almost like a live version of the Ice Cream Man song, you know? Like, that's a real concert.
Yeah.
They don't hit the play button. Like, that's opera vocals.
Yeah, it's old school. It makes it more sentimental.
It's like hitting play versus hearing some live music. It's like Adele of tamales and champorados.
The Adele of tamales.
Because you need pipes.
You do need pipes. So how long were you in Koreatown before you said, all right, I'm out of here? Where'd you go next?
Well, I'm in Tarzana now. So,
Tarzana?
I mean, I was there forever, dude. Yeah.
Tarzana's hot as hell.
I'm in the valley, baby. Everyone thinks I'm on Mars. It's not that far. I have to defend it all the time.
If you asked me to drive out to Tarzana, I'd be like, man.
It sounds far. It sounds like it's in the jungle.
Because of Tarzana.
Well, yeah. They just slapped the A on it. Where are you, Candace?
I'm in mid-city, like Miracle Mile. Fahim, you got to come over one day and bring some. Oh, I forget. What's the chachamarones?
No, tamales and champorados. Yeah, I'll swing by K-Town and pick some up.
Do they have chalupas? I love a good chalupa, man.
Chalupas aren't real.
I believe, that's made by Taco Bell.
Yeah, they're not really Mexican food.
I feel like Trinity goes to an authentic Mexican place and says, do you have a Crunchwrap Supreme?
You guys have a Doritos Locos Tacos here?
I got chalupas.
In Tijuana.
They're like, huh?
Like
chalupas,
what?
Man. You know, it's like a... How do I describe this? It's like a taco shell and a cheese, lettuce, you know, the classics.
You guys hear about this Del Taco Jack in the Box merger?
Yes.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, Del Taco
and Jack in the Box? I hate them both.
You know, that's like a merger no one asked for, bro.
Nobody asked for.
At all. Did you hear about this cancer and diabetes merge?
Yeah.
Like what?
Now they've combined and they're cancer-eaties. They've combined into one giant disease.
What's going to happen to the Jack in the Box taco, though?
Because that's not real meat.
No, it's like soy mostly.
Mostly. What's the other
stuff?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question.
Yeah, I'm Jack in the Box tacos. I've never been a fan. How much were they? 20 cents?
No, they've been like two for a dollar for the longest time. I don't know if they're still that. But.
You can't trust meat or soy, even soy for 50 cents. That's why I don't eat Little Caesars. Little Caesars, $5 per extra large.
For a whole pizza?
What am I eating if it's this much?
That's suspicious.
That's suspicious as hell. You got 20 minutes to eat the whole pizza before you die.
That's the catch.
As soon as it gets cold, you will pass.
It's like, what's that movie, The Ring? Where the phone rings or what, it's some seven times.
Yo, that's so funny. You go, what's that movie? The Ring. And you just say the name of a movie.
That's how long it took me to remember it.
What's that movie, The Godfather?
Well, Fahim, that was an amazing look back at your stay in Koreatown. We happy you moved on up to Tarzana. You know, it was really hot out there, but it is beautiful.
Yeah, you got to come out to the valley, guys. There's space. You don't need to be where you are.
Seriously, there's a lot of space. It's quiet. The streets are well swept and the grass is vacuumed.
Exactly.
You ever see some beautiful ass grass? Like, do they vacuum this grass? God damn, this grass is beautiful. Fahim, do you have time to stay on for our next segment?
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll do the segment right after this break. And we are back. Candace.
Yes.
What time is it?
It is time for our Karen of the Week award.
That is right. And a Karen is somebody that has been an R word. What could that possibly be?
Retaliatory.
Just racist. Rude.
Huh? The same R words.
Ravioli.
That's another R word.
Ravioli, you know, you call somebody rabbit, that means like, you know.
Redundant.
You're not who you really are on the outside. That too. Redundant. Repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Risky behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point. Now, this post reads, a woman sues Kellogg's for $5 million because Pop-Tarts don't have enough strawberries.
Mm. Kellogg is being hit with a multi-million dollar lawsuit alleging its whole grain frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts are deceiving consumers by failing to warn them that strawberries are not its only fruit filling ingredient.
Strawberries are the product's characterizing ingredient. Since their amount has a material bearing on a price and consumer acceptance, and consumers expect they are present in an amount greater than other fruits, the suit asserted. The product's common or usual name of whole grain frosted strawberry toasters pastries is false, deceptive, and misleading because it contains mostly non-strawberry fruit ingredients, namely cheaper pears and apples, the suit said, a violation of state and federal consumer protection statutes.
The plaintiff claims she wouldn't have bought the strawberry Pop-Tarts or would have only been willing to pay less than what she did had she known the truth.
Now, according to her attorney, consumers deserve to know when they see something labeled as strawberry. It mainly contains strawberry, he said. Words have to have some meaning.
Yes. That is true. I mean, our word is our bond.
Our word is our bond.
You know? So when you advertise something as having strawberry,
facts,
it better be all strawberry.
You know, this is the worst, man. I feel real bad for this lady because if she fell for this, she ate a lot of shit in her life that she had no idea was in it.
She's like, this Cheetos only have 0.02% cheese in it.
Right.
The rest is plastic.
I mean, I kind of respect the effort, though. It's like sometimes I'll have a bad restaurant experience and then I won't leave a Yelp review, but to like call a lawyer up.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yes, ma'am.
And the lawyer will happily take your buddy for you to lose his case. They don't give a fuck.
So is it like a class action or is it just one woman?
I think it's just her.
I think it's one woman with a lot of belief.
A lot of hope.
Yeah, she probably think Skittles are real fruit.
If you're looking to Pop-Tarts to get your daily fruit intake of strawberries,
right,
you don't know what fruit is.
Judge is like, what seems to be the problem? Well, I ate all these Pop-Tarts and I gained 80 pounds.
I'm surprised there was any fruit in that thing.
I was like, wow, there's actual fruit in here.
Absolutely. I was like, and pears and apples?
Yeah, I thought petroleum jelly with red food coloring.
I thought it was red number five, yellow six. Number seven.
Right. You know, even as a kid, I used to look back at boxes like, oh, that's a lot of words I can't pronounce.
Absolutely.
This can't be okay.
I will say the strawberry ones are the best Pop-Tarts, though.
No, definitely not. Are you kidding me? The cinnamon brown sugar.
No, the plain strawberry with no frosting.
Oh, what if you guys, you split up over this? Like, no more podcasts.
We're done. We are done.
Broke the band up.
Yeah, that's your creative differences.
Pop-Tarts are our Yoko Ono.
Wait, Fahim, only you could break the tie. Which one are more delicious? The strawberry Pop-Tarts?
Plain strawberry.
Whatever. Or the cinnamon brown sugar Pop-Tarts. Now, mind you could choose a whole different Pop-Tart.
Yeah, you don't have to agree with either one of us.
I would go with strawberry.
Wow, that's ridiculous, guys.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's not even, you know, what you're going with is cheaper apples and pears Pop-Tarts.
No, I'm going to tell you why. What's in yours? We don't even know the ingredients
of
yours.
Brown sugar. They wouldn't lie about that.
Yes. You're right.
Are you kidding me?
They just lie about
that. Like, they can't afford that. Right. They can't afford cinnamon and brown sugar.
Exactly. Why do you lie about sugar? It's like, it's not really sugar, guys. It probably isn't.
You know,
sugar ain't healthy. They're like, they ain't got to lie. They're on the front of the box telling you what it is. Give you the truth. Right.
So, Fahim, now we like to ask you how many Ask the Managers you would give them on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the least Karen-y, 10 being the most Karen-y.
I mean, that's like a 9 or a 10 because there's legal action involved and like filing and retainer and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Asking for the managers, like, it's annoying, but that's still within the realm of Karen. That's like a 5 or a 4. To get counsel for something so trivial, that's like...
And you know this started from a phone call. Like, she called it's like, hey, I'll see you in court, buddy. Cause, you know, Karen's be that shit. When Karen's saying, they be that shit.
I want to see the biopic of her just, like, opening up the box, eating it, and then reading the ingredients, and then zooming in on her face, and then just that dramatic music, how she's been wronged.
Uh-huh.
She thinks she's Erin Brockovich.
Yeah, she's changing the world.
I think I actually agree with your score. I'm up there, too, at about an 8.59. This woman wasting her time suing Kellogg's, she's lowballing herself. 5 million Kellogg's, that's nothing.
Yeah, to
Kellogg's,
everybody
settle with her just because. It's like, fuck it, let's settle, man. We got time for this shit.
Yeah, well, I just want to say that you guys are both going to be eating your words when you go to the store and get strawberry Pop-Tarts, and they're filled with 100% strawberries, and they're delicious.
And they're $35 per square. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What if she pushes it through, and then it's all strawberries, and there's like a bronze statue of her?
Her face is on the box.
The kids learned about her.
Yeah, now I'm going to give her a 6 just because this was so trivial. Having health expectations of Pop-Tarts is ridiculous.
They market themselves as a healthy brand sometimes. That's the trick.
Well, that's one thing. She could then sue them for misrepresentation across the board for saying health, but not for strawberries in a Pop-Tart.
Well, it starts small.
If she goes bigger, then I'll lower the score. I'll give her a lower score.
Candace sounds like the defense for Kellogg's.
I used to work for General Mills. No, I
do corporate law.
Mm-hmm.
Handle all the cereal
all their Pop-Tart cases.
Oh my God. This would be a great, like,
you'd be surprised.
Courtroom drama.
Like this.
Like, I handle Law and Order bullshit. Case.
Yeah. all right, Fahim, we won't keep you from your meal. Thank you for joining us. This was amazing.
Right.
We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Hope you did it as well.
Make sure to check out his special on YouTube. There's no business like show business.
Go to his YouTube channel in general, YouTube/ Fahim Anwar. And where can everyone find you on social media, Fahim?
Just my name. So / Fahim Anwar for Instagram, Twitter, and then TikTok, which I like will sometimes do shit. That's like Fahim Anwar comedy.
Mm-hmm. He be dancing.
He be dancing, man.
I be dancing.
So he be dancing. That's right. That's why he need his food. He's exhausted.
Yeah.
All right, Fahim. Thanks right, for joining brother, us. Man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Talk soon.
Well, well, well. You know what time it is, Candace.
I do.
Are you excited?
Not as excited as you are.
You'll never be as excited.
I know.
Because you are a Grinch.
Wow.
This segment is called Won't You Be My Neighbor. So I need everybody out there listening to please warm your hearts. Put some petroleum jelly in between your toes.
What?
Get them all nice and warm.
You could just put socks on.
You could cover your whole body in petroleum jelly and walk outside in a blizzard.
I've actually done that before.
And be fine.
That's for another show.
And get ready for Won't You Be My Neighbor. This post reads, Black dads in Louisiana are celebrated for stepping up for local high school students.
After 23 students were arrested in 3 days due to a violent week of fighting in school, Southwood High School parents, dads specifically, decided to take matters into their own hands.
They formed Dads on Duty, a group of about 40 dads who take shifts spending time at the school greeting students in the morning and helping maintain a positive environment for learning rather than fighting.
We're dads. We decided the best people who can take care of our kids are who? Are us, said one of the dads.
That's right.
Preach.
That was a rhetorical question. Now, they like to start chapters of Dads on Duties throughout Louisiana with hopes to eventually branch out to schools across the country.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I think this was a very productive way to solve the problem.
Yeah, and it helps everybody on campus, not just the students. It helps the teachers not having to deal with extra stuff outside of their job. Yeah, I mean, their job is to teach.
Right. They're like, I'm not also a bodyguard.
They're not supposed to be disciplined and doing all these different things. And
a therapist.
You know, a lot of teachers lose their lunch to doing lunch supervision and different things of that nature. And the happy teachers are the best teachers. And so just more
Absolutely.
Bodies in general on campus is always,
always
a needed thing at your local public school, guys.
I think more dads everywhere would be great.
100%.
More dads at the grocery store, at the movie theaters.
At the comedy shows. Be hecklers in the crowd. I wish I had a few dads. Hey, dad on duty.
That's what I'm saying. Handle it.
Drunk ass lady in the back, man. I can't see her face. Get her out of here.
I also love a single dad.
Oh, here you go. You got your mind in the wrong place. Look at all these good fathers.
Look at all these men stepping up.
Look at all these good fathers.
Late handling their business.
Bet you they could step up to other plates too. Look at all these good fathers.
I call my nipples plates, by the way.
Get your mind out the gutter, Candace. These dads are focused on their kids.
And I'm focused on them.
That's why you couldn't teach at a school.
With dads
why? On, not with the dads on duty
on the
there.
Single dads?
Not with the dads on duty there. Mm-mm. You would be, hi, Mr. Anderson. Like, can we talk about Travail again?
I dropped my Trapper Keeper.
Third conference today, Ms. Thompson. What seems to be the problem? Well, Candace, what an amazing time we had today. Would you agree?
That was probably one of my favorite episodes.
I would say definitely in my top
30.
100%. What did you learn today?
I learned that if you want people to watch your news, just put a couple seconds of porn in there. Viewership will go up at least threefold.
Now, it's important for only a couple of seconds.
And the key is to make it look like an accident.
And if you're working at these news stations, come on, man, delete your history. You know, you, sir, are in charge of broadcasting.
Somebody got fired.
All right. Use your phone if you have to.
So, Chinadu, what did you learn this episode?
Man, I learned somebody beat me to my idea.
Let me guess.
I was going to ask
I knew
the general public for a house. That was my idea.
You snooze, you lose.
Oh, I'm pissed. For all my listeners out there, and you don't have nobody to pass your house down to, talk to your boy. Hit me up in my DMs. Go to my link at Chinadu Unaka and send me those titles to your crib. Candace, where can they find you?
You can find me on social media at Jokes by Candace.
You can find me also on social media at Chinadu Unaka and also at Chinadu Comedy on Twitter. And download my comedy album, Mostly Kidding, which you can find everywhere, but especially on Spotify.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson.
And me, Chinadu Unaka.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Courtney Gilbert. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvec. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, Kelly Kyle, and Tiara Darnell. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.